Watu Wenge, Wakatadansa, Mavavi Yaho Barabariani. Wenge, Wakatandansa, Matawi Yamiti, Waliyo Yakata, Mashambani. Watu Wote, Waliyo Tangulia, na Wale Waliyo Fuata. Wakapaaza Sauti Zao, Waki Sema. Hosanna, Hosanna. Abarikiwe huyo ajaye kwa jina la Bwana. Ubarikiwe mfalme ujao wa baba yetu Daudi. Hosanna, Hosanna juu mbinguni. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the words of the His Harmony Choir, Buona Safiwe, and you say Amen. Buona Safiwe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The theme for the day. The Old Testament lesson, I'm sure you all caught it. I hope that you did one thing at least, that whether you understood and probably didn't understand any of the words, but even so, I hope you got into the rhythm of a language that continues to remind us of God's presence in the entire world, and how people who are far different than us, who speak languages in different rhythms, different sounds, different accents, are still proclaiming this greatness and wonder of God. The Old Testament lesson is about the Israelites and how they finally got, or are getting back into the capital city, the city in which they're going to now use as the center of their worship, Jerusalem, and David and the Ark come parading in, a great, huge procession, and the king of all these people, begins to dance before the Lord. David danced, we hear. And the crowds chanted, and they waved their palm branches as Jesus entered that same city years later, cheering, praise the Lord, Hosanna. So much movement. It makes us Europeans cringe with fear. So much outward expression of faith and hope. But David danced. I saw some of you trying to tap your toes to that sax. And by the way, that is lower than Norm Beckman can sing, that deep bass sax. I remember when our second daughter, Martha, she's here today, when she got married, all the planning that goes into a wedding. I performed a wedding on Friday, and the bride had, it's gone modern now, she had this whole thing on a spreadsheet, and every, like, what hour and who, what, and she says, here, this is what you need to know. And I remember the father of the groom saying to me, he was so grateful because he said there's too much other stuff and she's got it all organized. Well, weddings today have gone into really just this micro planning, it seems like. Well, Martha wanted to make sure that when it came to that dance, you know, afterwards, you know, and the reception, that typical dance with the parent and the person getting married, she wanted to make sure it was done well, and so she wanted to make sure that Dad was going to do it as also well. And I said to her, oh ye of little faith, I said, I've got the moves. I've got the moves. I can do this. And she said, yeah, Dad. And then she said, but we're going to the Fred Astaire studio. They have a free complimentary lesson. And I found out that Dad didn't quite have the moves that Dad thought he had. Well, not many of you know this, a long time ago, still here in Minnesota, Linda and I took line dancing lessons. We were gonna get out, you know, kind of get a social life finally, and we were gonna go to the community center up by Century College there, and they were having line dancing lessons, and they were gonna teach us how to do the electric slide, okay, and some other moves. I got that one down too. And so I thought we had it all done, all that practice. We would go home and practice it. We'd go to class once a week. And so we went to the Mall of America. They used to have a restaurant bar where country flavor, and we were told you could just, it's a big dance floor. So we get there and I get the cowboy hat and all that stuff. And we get there and people start dancing. And we soon realized that we didn't know as much as we thought. They were doing much more than the electric slide that night. Now, dancing is fun, I think. I hope for most of us, even though some of us don't do it. I notice at wedding receptions where people sit at tables and at least watch, they get some entertainment out of that. But dancing, I know this, requires practice. You see, it requires also a feel for the music. You have to feel the music. You can't just be walking around like some slug standing there while the music is playing. It's just like on Sunday morning when we have drums and the sax and Brad and they get going and I don't know how we cannot start moving our bodies, okay? It takes practice. It takes for us to get the feel of the music. It actually takes the ability to appreciate and understand the movements of your partner, because believe me, otherwise you're going to be stepping on a lot of toes. I remember those earlier dances in high school. I went to a school system that we couldn't dance outside square dance until after grade school, and I remember the first high school dance, it seemed really strange. For almost the entire evening, I think it started like at 7 o'clock, for almost the entire evening, all the guys were over on that side of the room, looking as cool as we could be. And all the girls were on that side of the room, trying to look as cool as they could be. But nobody danced. The music played. They had a DJ or something like that, or a boombox or whatever. And the music was going on, and it was well lit, nice, you know, with the dim lights and stuff, and maybe one of those little balls and stuff. But all the guys there and all the girls there, until it was 20 minutes left. And I think one of the chaperones said, there's 20 minutes left. That's how we knew that. And all of a sudden, somebody started moving on to the dance floor. And finally, the whole dance floor was just filled with people. We're having a good time dancing and stuff. And then the lights turned on, and it was announced that the dance was over. And we all said in one large groan, oh, do we have to go home so early? We wasted most of the evening, because we were afraid to dance, to take that first step, to participate in the purpose that evening held. But David danced. The king of all kings, David, picked up his robe and began to dance right before the Lord. We hear in Genesis, it's a book that we started with on Sunday mornings for our Bible studies. We did this for confirmation as we looked at the year of the Bible. We had Genesis. And then on Tuesday night, we're going to unpack Genesis slowly and surely. That God created the world, right? That's what Genesis talks about. It's that whole book, by the way, is not science or history necessarily as its first part. It's really an expression of faith. Faith that God is God and that we are recipients of such a creative deity. Yet there's one verse in the early parts of Genesis that struck me this time around after all these years. It was when Adam was given the job of naming all the animals. It seems to be a matter-of-fact thing, like, okay, big deal. But then if you think about it, it was in this moment that the human creation of God joined in the creative process. That we who were made in the image of God now took a role, an active role in the creation. And here Adam joined the dance. This is Global Mission Sunday. We celebrate our partnership with those around the world. We've heard the language of Guatemala and China and Tanzania. We recognize in this time the work of God in the lives of brothers and sisters from far different places, who, like the choir sang earlier, somehow experience the love of their own country and long for the same thing that you and I long for today. We are awakened to the many gifts that God has given people all around the world. And finally, we are taken in by the fact that we are not the only ones participating in this dance. In Tanzania, our brothers and sisters express their faith and trust in Jesus with their whole body. And if you want some evidence of that, I said at 8 o'clock, just ask Alice Lindbergh how she was caught up in the dance when she went there. Living in what we might call literally dirt poor conditions, they hold on to a trust in God that God is still creating and working in their lives. And so they dance. And they're not afraid to dance. In Guatemala, the dance begins at the home of one of the founding members of this little church. They lift literally the table from the home of that, their house, and they carry it along with candlesticks that we have given them, and with communion ware that we gave them, and with the Bible and other items for their worship, and they serpentine up a hill on this rough terrain, all dancing, if you will, in line in that procession, and placing it into that place of worship, and others come and they begin to give praise to God, and they dance. And in China, they gather in small rooms, telling the stories of how God loved them again and again. That by the grace of God, they are esteemed, and not by how much influence they have or how many things they have. They listen intently to that word read and told to them. They experience that word coming alive in the support given to those who have nothing. They see Christ in the Bibles that you have provided for them. They see it in the scholarships for education that you have been graciously willing to give to them. And they too dance with gratitude before the Lord. David danced. The king lifted up his robes and danced. When we participate in the dance today ourselves, we learn that at first it's awkward, like all dancing is, right? When you don't know the steps. Our movements are stiff and unsure. And even all of a sudden, well, they become interesting, just like what's her name on Seinfeld when she dances, Elaine, you know, interesting. We look at them in strange ways, but our global partners continue to teach us how to dance and not get caught up in just somehow the awkwardness. They teach us to move forward in that dance and to practice it again and again and to be in partnership with the other. Last week we heard of the importance of a buddy system, a partner. There was a bench there that said a buddy on it. One who accompanies us in the dance, who participates in the dance with us, who takes our hand and our arm and leads us through the steps. God is inviting you and me onto the dance floor each and every day. When we awake in the morning and feel somehow less than human, God invites us still to the dance. It may be awkward and clumsy, but God is present, guiding and leading us. That's why we continue to invite each other to join the dance every week. We see things on blue sheets. We do it in person. We do it on email. However we do it, we are always inviting each of us to start a new dance, to join in the dance with the rest of the world as we give thanks and praise to God. And when we are hard pressed to dance, when somehow life is so heavy and weighted that we can't even move our feet, we discover others in the midst, partners, if you will, who are willing to dance on our behalf, who are willing to dance with us, who don't need all the ruckus, but simply are close by, holding out their hands to us to join the dance. We come with those hands open, and God places in those hands body and blood, life, so that we who are worshiping the one who has chosen to dance in our midst can now go out into the world and do that for the sake of others. In Jesus' name, amen.